So I got to start with David. David, I thought I heard you earlier. Did I just miss you? Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Oscar Hotel. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, you did hear me earlier, but I gave up. There was so many on. Anyway, 73 is all. Have a great day. This is Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Oscar Hotel. Clear.
Yeah, I thought you'd been waiting too long. I did call you, my friend, but I think you'd given up by then, but I'm glad you came back. 7-3. I'm going to go out of order here. Eduardo, all the way from the other side of Canada, is going to check in with me. Victor Alpha 3, Echo Romeo Yankee. What do you say, my friend, and good morning?
Good morning, Brad, and good morning, everyone on Frequency. Thanks for taking my check-in, and have a great day, everyone. 7-3.
It is so great that you check in when you can, my friend. It is fantastic to hear your voice. And 7-3, bud. Bert, sorry for taking you after Eduardo, but I wanted to make sure I talked to him. Let's head to one of my favorite neighborhoods in Victoria. I would even say my favorite. Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey X-Ray. Good morning, Bert.
Good morning, Brad, and everybody on the net. I hope everybody's having a great Saturday morning. This is Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey X-Ray, checking in from a very sunny Brentwood Bay. Looks like it's going to be another great day outside, so I'm going to, well, probably do some outside stuff. Anyway, Brad, thank you very much for doing the net all week. As I said, I've said many times before, I know it's a huge commitment of time and effort, and it's much appreciated. Back to you, sir. 7-3.
As always, you are super kind to me, my friend. Take a knee if you can. Victor Alpha 7, Whiskey X-Ray Bird. I'd like to present to you the Septem Diaz Brise for 6 weeks checking in every day this week. Congratulations, my friend, and 7-3, bud. Andrew, it has been an age. I don't mean that in a bad way. I just mean it's good to hear your voice. Victor Alpha 7, Bravo Zulu Delta. Good morning, my friend.
Thanks, Brad. Good morning to you. Hey, I just wanted to check in and mention, I think your partner is Michelle, and during the sun run volunteering on the radios, Kilometer H came up and gave us a fist bump, and that sure made our day there. I was nice to meet her. And not too much traffic to report here. I'm at sea level, Locarno Beach, and just enjoying the day on the mobile. 73, back to net. Thanks, Brad.
Oh, I'm glad she came to say hi to you. And don't you love it that she wore her camel cap with her call sign on the front?
Well, it was funny because she just ran straight up to me. And I was like, oh, we got a runner in distress. Runner in distress. What's going on? And then she's like all smiles and I saw the hat. And Yad beside me was just Yankee Alpha Delta was just laughing. So, yeah, we had a good time that day. We had no issues, and all was smooth, and plenty of coffee and runners. So have a great day. 7-3, back to you, Brad.
That is so great. And now you know the secret why people always yelling, more Michelle, less Brad. You have a great day. 7-3, my friend. Oh, that was so good. Michelle actually told me she went in to visit everyone. Victor Echo 7, Yankee Lima, Lima. Young Lee, it is so great to hear your voice, my friend. Good morning.
Good morning, Brad. I heard that I came checking in from Tunisia and Pakistan. Thank you to take my check-in and back to you. 7-3.
It is so nice that you check in. For those who don't know, Young Lee doesn't check in very often. It is great to hear you, bud. You have a fantastic day. 7-3, my friend. Are there any others late or missed Alpha through Charlie or anyone who would like a check-in and check-out? Please come now.
Victor Echo 7, Fox Whiskey.
Although there is a huge collision there, let's go slightly out of order, and this is only intended to make this guy laugh. I keep saying to him, Don, I want to hear skydiving portable, because you've done every other mode. And he goes to me, Brad, I'm never jumping out of a perfectly good airplane. Victor Echo 7, Foxtrot Whiskey, Good morning, Don.
Hey, Brad and everybody. Hope everybody's well. The 7FW Mobile. I was supposed to be a target for the Cormorant the other day on the east side of Stave, but I didn't go. The fellows that were there were waiting and waiting and waiting, and turned out the Cormorant had to get tasked, and they took off elsewhere.
That's hilarious. I was wondering if that ever happened.
More than you think. Sometimes when we are doing our search and rescue, we turn from what our normal tasking is to, and then we switch our call sign to rescue. So it happens.
And I hope all the people that you help always say thank you, because you guys are invaluable.
Well, I mean, I'm ground crew. I don't fly. I'm too fat to fly, Brad.
You have a great day, 7-3, bud. Zosi, Victor Alpha 7, Zulu Tango November. Welcome back, bud.
Brad, I just want to inform everyone, those who don't know, just like me, Stell Wasin is still closed, both sides. I didn't know that. Maybe it's announced there. I missed that part, maybe. Yeah, that's all for a while. Victor Alpha 7, Zulu Tango November. Thank you again, Brad. 7-3.
So, see, we mentioned it earlier, but it's worth mentioning it again. For those who don't know, the bridge that used to be the Patello Bridge has been closed. I think it's closed today and tomorrow until Monday morning. So if you're going to use that, or if you wanted to use that bridge, make sure you find alternate routes. Zosi, I'm so glad you came back with that 7-3. Are there any others later missed, Alpha through Charlie, or anyone who would like a check-in and check-out? Please come now.
Victor Alpha 7 X-ray uniform.
All right, I think I got John from that first one. Let's see how good my hearing is. Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Charlie Mike. Good morning, my friend. So you know, it sounds like you've got a V71 with a really long cable on it. I'm not hacking on you. Just so you know, there is a loud clicking on your signal. It's not terrible, but it's pretty loud. And your mic volume is a bit low. I'm not hacking on you, though.
Okay, then. I'll see what I can do about that.
No worries at all, my friend. No stress, 7-3. Richard, you're back. Victor Echo 7, X-ray uniform. Good morning.
Hey, Brad, you always mistake me for Richard, but that's fine. It's Victor Alpha 7, X-ray uniform. Dave in Cornell. I was going to wait for a roll call, but something just came up, so I wanted to make sure I said hi to everyone and say 7-3 from Cornell, all is well.
I am hanging my head in shame again. I did the same thing on Sunday. But in my defense, we had Richard checking in earlier. His all-star node wasn't working well. I know that's no excuse, but that's all I've got, bud.
Hey, we're all human, aren't we? All right, I want to say thanks for being so bubbly on here. You really bring a life to this stuff. I really appreciate it. Take care.
And I thank you for being kind to me not once this week, but twice, my friend. Yes, I'm hanging my head. I can't believe I did it. 7-3, bud. Oh, man. You think I would have got it right after Sunday. I'm still looking for later missed Alpha through Charlie or anyone who would like a check-in and check-out. Please come now.
Victor Alpha 7, X-ray Echo Tango.
Victor Alpha 7, Yankee Uniform Uniform.
Go backwards on this one because Tex and I talked for way too long and Jason's probably saying, Brad, I gotta get on with my day. Victor Alpha 7, Yankee Uniform, Uniform. Jason, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Not really in a rush, but thank you for letting me go first anyway. So anyway, something funny happened this morning. It's my mom was driving and some police officer just told her that her license plate is not readable at night anymore, so I don't know what to do about, well, we don't know what to do about that. We could go get it replaced, but I looked at the front license plate and the back one, and the front one looks a lot nicer, and we don't have those stickers that show the date anymore, so I don't see why I just put the front one in the back, and maybe we'll get away with it for another 10 years.
I'm going to give you another view on this. My run-ins with the police have not always been as positive as I would like. I'm going to suggest to you, do whatever you have to do, but don't give them an excuse to pull you over.
Yeah, for sure. But anyway, the front license plate looks kind of useless to me. It's not used in many states in the U.S., and it's not used in Quebec, so I don't know. Maybe we'll get away with it. We don't really want to part with the license plate because it's a very easy one to remember. It's number, 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 letter, 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 which they haven't done since 2013, so hopefully we can stick with that plate.
I know you don't need them in Alberta either. I don't know why we're the other way. Not a big deal. Wait a minute. You're trying to distract me. It will not work. Victor Alpha 7, Yankee Uniform, Uniform Jason. I'd like to present to you the Septem Dies Prize for successfully checking in every day this week. Congratulations, bud.
Anyway, I think I'll email you. I think I do want that certificate once, so I will email you. And I think you should have a better certificate if we can successfully distract you.
So, Jason, I don't know if you heard this. Earlier today, I very rarely forget to give this spiel after I call someone out. I think I've now done it only 3 times. So if I do get distracted, look at Oscar Delta Echo's certificate on the Rainbow Country Net. If I forget, I actually put a slapping in the face emoticon in the lower right-hand corner.
All right, it sounds good. Anyway, I'm going to shoot that email right now. I would love to get my certificate. So, 73, Brad, and have a great rest of your day.
Papa Golf Echo.
You have a fantastic one, 73. Breaking session, come again with your call sign, please.
That's Randy V. This is Papa Golf Echo, Brad. I believe you can get the replacement plates with the original, with whatever you have on the plate, remade. It's an order from ICBC or your insurance dealer. Go.
I will tell Jason that because that is really nice, and I totally get what he's saying. If you have a plate you've had for a long time and it makes sense to you, I hate getting rid of them.
Yeah, copy that. Give him just check with his insurance agent, and I think he can. I know with the ham calls you can, so see what he says. V7PG.
V7XH.
That is a great idea, 73, bud. And Michelle, you got to call this one. I was going to have you call the other one, too.
Oh, is this my favorite? Yes,
Echo? Yeah, yeah.
Your Echo 7 Expert Hotel. Good morning, Chris.
Oh, I am delighted you are there because I have been listening all morning, waiting for you to come back because I assume you've been to the gym and thinking, oh, but I had to get going now, so I thought I would give a call. And just following on for the license plate discussion, you know how if you have a bike rack on, you could get a ticket for not having visible plate. So I have bought a Thule stick-on license plate. It's got a couple of straps that go over the bike, so I can put an extra plate on the back. And I have taken a photocopy of the original plate, which I put in the holder so I don't have to keep on unscrewing and screwing it back in again. But I'm curious, I have not heard that you could get an extra plate, which would be perfect if I could. Just a thought. Thanks, Michelle. Delightful to hear you, and have a good one.
Oh, your timing is perfect. I just walked in the door.
Yeah, beauty.
Life is good. And what a great idea about the bike rack, because I always worried about that with my bike rack on the car as
and
well.
I actually got a warning for, remember my Jeep, I had a rope in the front? They gave me heck for that rope because it was over a little bit of the plate.
Yeah, makes sense.
73, Chris.
73, Chris.
And then, Michelle, I want you to call this next guy here.
All right, Victor Alpha 7, X-ray Echo Tango, good morning text.
Good morning, Michelle, and welcome back.
Why, Laser.
Tex doesn't know this, but I grabbed Michelle and she came in the front door and said, you've got to call Tex back. He's tired of talking to me.
It's okay. You know how important you are. I'm postponing my cup of coffee, so just to talk to you. And it's so worth it. Woohoo! Anyway,
you got to give him the spiel. It's on the bottom.
Oh!
Yeah, just for that gentleman with the license plates, he can change the front to the back or the back to the front. There's nothing wrong.